Who the fuck is this?
I don't know, Kyle. But anyway, guys. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Radio, the only asshole on the internet. And today, this is day three. Not day three. This is Drunk Podcast 3 with Kyle. I know I need to get other guests like Kyle or Steph or whatever in, but hell no. But actually, we are sponsored by Budweiser, so if you do want a refreshing drink inside of your mouth hole,
that's accurate.
Don't forget to.
Oh, that tasty liquid in my mouth.
Shut up. Then you'll probably enjoy the taste of Budweiser
in your mouth.
But some topics that I was going to talk about, like, oh yeah, so. Is there any... I'm going to pass this thing on to Kyle. Because Kyle can start it off. Because I always start it off. Have you got any funny stories that you can tell? Or like anything you've done in the past? Or
yeah, apparently I unscrewed a whiteboard on the teacher's computer. And apparently it knocked two kids out. Don't remember doing
it. A whiteboard?
Yeah, and then like... Some electric ones you can touch.
Smart board.
Yeah,
a whiteboard is a fucking thing that we used to have in like primary school. And they asked you a math equation. They were like, what's 2 + 2? And then I was like, the first person to write like 4. Well, you always got that knobhead in the back who like used to write 3. Because he thought he always wore glasses and thought he was so smart. And then it turned out that knobhead was you when you grew up. Because you always had that twat in like primary school. I mean, I'm gonna add more on to that. I mean, that is pretty funny. Is that actually true?
Yeah, that's apparently I unscrewed a whiteboard and apparently knocked some kid out. I don't know what happened. Apparently, I was a demon when I was little. Apparently, I screwed people's laces up, like together. Apparently, like, nicked the teacher's, like, wallets, hide them. I'm flat now, like, I don't remember any half of the shit I did.
But, yeah, anyway. Like, that's just weird. I mean, the funniest thing I've probably ever done is the time I stapled a desk leg somehow. I stapled a desk to a chair and the teacher came along and had a go at me. Oh no! The funniest thing I've done, change the subject a bit, the funniest thing I've done is I, you know when you used to do like PE and such in primary school?
Yeah.
You used to wear like those ballerina shoes?
Yeah.
I got told off for apparently putting ballerina shoes in the men's toilets. They were... Because they thought that, I was the one that did it. They were like, oh, someone admit to the fact of putting ballerina shoes in the men's toilets. And then one of my mates, who I haven't spoken to in like years, turned around and went, do we all look like we're a bunch of queers? And the funniest thing is that nowadays he's come out married to a husband. So I was just like, lol.
Yay!
But I mean, the person who probably had the most funny story is probably your brother, Ashley.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there was the time when in secondary school he got so pissed off with the teacher that he thought he was the fucking Incredible Hulk. I mean, he could have been the fucking Incredible Hulk. We're on the second floor window.
Okay.
And he threw a chair out of the... That's not there.
Hey, Aaron, it's my cheeky time.
He apparently threw a table out of a window. And it was true. He fucking threw it out of the window and then ran out. Like, ran down the stairs like Batman.
Hey, no problem. What do you expect?
Him to be like, well, I don't know, you haven't done that apart from telling Alex, our tutor, to fuck off or getting all uppity with her. I mean, that's what you always do.
Yeah. Wouldn't you tell Alex to fuck off?
What the fuck happened to you there? Yeah. Yeah,
Alex,
yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, Well, you me at least it can't be worse than Thursday when you didn't turn up. Oh yeah, we had another different teaching assistant. Oh. Yeah, I can't remember her name. She knows you.
Oh fuck, I'm dead.
Huh?
She knows me. I'm fucked.
No, she knows you. I think you did you do maths with her or something. Not Steph.
Jackie.
Yeah. She apparently went up to Kai. Because Kai said, can I have the, how do I, because I showed him on Tuesday, I was playing Minecraft in class. He said, oh, how do you do that on the laptop? So I showed him, and she came along and said, do you need me to go and get Fiona on you?
Fiona, fuck.
And I was just me and Kai were just both laughing. She looked at us and was like, why are you laughing? I was like, because Fiona doesn't work here. Unless you're going to go down to WBTC and go and get Fiona. And then bring her back. By the time you've done that, we've all finished lesson. So, have fun.
Sorry, I'm just looking at my pictures on, Snapchat.
Well, I know. That's what you do when you
get old.
19 and you're just checking out women. I mean, apparently, the fact that... Well, I could say it in this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you're basically meeting and talking to, you're listening to Steph Prout's exes. Well, one of her exes and one of her friends who went out with her for 2 days and then that was it. I mean, it made me laugh what she said yesterday. She was like, oh, I wish Kyle would change just like Kai's trying to do for Becky. I was just like, you're going to make... A man, a 19-year-old, still a teenager, 19, a teenager, give up looking at naked women.
Stop smoking, stop doing drugs and all that shit. Like, fuck no! If you agree on this, fucking
give
like,
me a where does it say in this contract that this man needs to? She's like, oh, well, he's nearly 20, so he'll still be, technically an adult. I was like, well, you're going to be 18 and you'll be eligible to drink. So she's still classed as an adult, but you still don't act like an adult.
I mean, she wants to act like a
I want to see the day where Steph doesn't get have a go at me or you or Robin or Kai or... No, she isn't to Rebecca. She just has a go at everyone. It's a stupid thing. I mean, she had a go at me today because I mentioned a boy who she wants to get with's name.
And Tom. Got,
huh?
Tom.
No, Charlie.
Charlie.
Who apparently knows Ashley Nash. And I was just like, come on, you're taking the bear. But she just keeps asking people stupid questions. Kyle, what are you...
I'm just looking and thinking.
Kyle was just checking out the podcast. And like,
because you have your cracks in your phone and I was thinking... What the fuck is that picture of? And I just realised there's a red line.
Yeah, that's my phone. My phone is cracked, viewers, because, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that a phone company has made a case that apparently can protect your screen and the back of your phone. It didn't basically fix my screen, did it? No, it's still cracked.
Too much porn, I say.
What?
Too much porn there. When your friend dies when you're watching porn. Yeah, this is good. No!
Perfect time, Swan.
Me?
That time, Swan. Just hear that Swan going, going, ah!
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Swan likes a bit of porn, though.
Stop talking about porn.
There's nothing wrong with porn.
You and Thea, imagine if you two did make a porn. Fucking hell, I'd be
ready in hell.
It'd probably be on Dave. It'd probably get put on Sky 936 and then be removed after 10 seconds.
Yeah, when you watch it, going, oh, what's going on porn? It's going to watch this. What's this? Oh, God, oh, stop!
I'll be like, Kyle, why are you on the gay channel? Wait a second, isn't that...
Oh no, I'm just...
Wrong channel. You're just flicking through and then No, you just like press the controller and you're just like flicking through the channels really quickly, and then you come across like someone you know that's on a TV program. You're like, nope, step, what, wait, what, back, Steph, what the hell are you doing on Baby Station?
$20 for seeing my tits and that, I'll be like,
call me and tell me what. Yeah, I fucking hate that. That makes me laugh when Baby Station says that. I mean, this is basically like a comedy part.
You know, when the shit the phone, like, call me.
Yeah, it's like, call me and tell me what I should do. Fucking even in the morning when you fucking ring them up and you go, take your bra off, they go, no, because it's too early, sweetheart. It's like, why the fuck tell me to fucking tell you to do something? You're not gonna do it.
And how is it too early? It's like, nope.
Love, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I've got my bits out.
Do waiting them. For you to shake your titties out. So when you get the other one, you change channel, like 7, 4, 8. No, 7, yeah, 7, 1, 7.
Why are you
5.
Watching the Sky Guide?
And
now I know what fucking Kyle does in the morning. He sat there, his dad comes down in the middle of the night, and he sat there masturbating over the Sky Guide.
Yes! Oh, that's a good channel! Like,
how to use your TV remote. Welcome to Sky! He's just sat there like, oh, fucking Jolly Harry Wangle.
I want you to put a fucking wingle in there so I can have a Johnny Wangle.
I can't stop fucking Natalie Evans from here.
Can't stop him. I don't want you to stop him.
I want you to put a window in there
if I can have a Johnny Wango.
Yeah.
Steph would be like that nowadays. When me and you are in a hotel. When we were just bringing our girlfriends home.
This TV remote hasn't been used anywhere. Yeah. Weird.
It smells
it's
funny.
A bit fishy.
Steph, close your legs.
No one used the. That's not a stain. That's the company logo.
Go.
Fucking me and you are just like repeating every joke of this on.
I named this toilet the Clearer.
And it's like when you've got your ready meal and it comes in bits. You stick it in the microwave. And it looks like a really bad motorcycle. Display team. Oh, you got your baked beans on top of like the your microwavable peas on top of the bread.
Don't forget the ketchup. Don't forget the ketchup.
And the ketchup. And then all of a sudden, like, you turn it on and it's all just like spinning around. And then the peas, like the mixed veg, is up, like up to the glass. Like,
help me. Not worse than cheese toasting.
Kyle, shut up.
What's the ketchup with that?
Kyle, shut up.
Sure, you don't want some ketchup with that.
Kyle, shut up. Wait, did you just get another beer out?
No.
What the fuck did you ask for another beer?
Did I have to?
No. No, but I'm wondering where the fuck the other one's gone. Motherfucker, did you drink? How many beers have you had? Is that your fifth?
That is the question.
Because I'm asking, because I put, there's four each.
Well, do you want this one then?
Well, this is my third. I don't give a shit, you can have it. Put on the trip with
me. Don't forget you're riding home anyway.
Alright.
I saw the bike. I'm smart.
Yeah, but how many beers did we drink last time? 10, and I still made it home. I may have killed a cat and a dog, but.
Yeah, that's why you
still fine.
Drink. That's why you shouldn't drink and drive, kids.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Be mature. Don't.
And I just want to walk home.
When you know your limit. Yeah, you literally live like 2 seconds. So many viewers who have just been listening to this podcast and have just joined us. We're backing up. Can you imagine that? Me and you turn this place into like a fucking studio.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on in the tree now?
It's like... You just push a button and it all comes down, like white view, like screen sides.
Yeah. But welcome to we'll actually do like a room tour.
This is the magic exit slide.
But, yeah. If you're listening to the podcast at this point, I have some ad reads to do. Even though that I'm not meant to be doing them,
we'll see if we can do them. So thank you to Budweiser for sponsoring this podcast, as well as Mountain Dew. As usual, I am sponsored by Mountain Dew. So if you
Mountain Dew!
So if you want a very nice, tasty drink to go inside of your mouth, don't forget to drink Budweiser. If you want the power of energy inside of your gob, don't forget to drink Mountain Dew. Feel the power, get the power.
It's definitely a lot of power in that mouth.
Fuck the power, who knows? Fuck, there's no power.
It's definitely like a bit of power in her mouth.
Kyle, shut up. I wonder if you... Kyle!
Choking down on that dick!
The podcast.
Whenever it ends. Wait, when is it ending?
When's what ending?
Well, it's still coming to come.
This podcast could go on for as long as it needs to go on for Kyle.
We must test this one day to see how long we can do it for.
What? One day? Well, soon. I mean, next week we'll be probably doing this
again,
but it'll be really long because we'll be in my mate's house. Because the podcast is going on tour. I'm drinking fat man. It's not going on tour. It's literally going to my mate's house.
It's going on. And next thing you see is us in the lakes again.
Yeah.
Stay on new ground.
If some of you guys who are listening to this podcast and haven't checked out my channel, you guys should check out the iRatio channel, which will probably be in the description of this podcast. Also, go check out Kyle's one. Because he does.
Me, YouTube.
YouTube videos. Both YouTube channels. But I'm basically going to talk to you guys about the main... There's a story behind a video that... Or two videos that were on my channel. But the main one that I'm going to talk about is the recent one. And then I'll talk about the second one in a bit. But the first video that I'm going to talk about is... Some of you viewers who are listening to this podcast... Or listening to watch my channel for like a long time. Is it against the law to have a friend who is... 17, sorry, who's friends with a 23-year-old, dates them for 2 days, and then being, is that classed as paedophilia? Because...
It should be.
Huh?
It should.
Because, basically, I made a video on my channel, which Kyle has probably seen, loads of other people have seen, I don't know what the fuck happened, but all of a sudden they got blown out of proportion. But 2 weeks ago, I made a video that state was like...
Do not look what I'm doing.
Kyle, stop.
I
was walking around chiefly, showing where Steph Prout lived and like everything, which Steph did have a word with me. It was like, please don't show you where I actually live. And I was just like, I'm not going to show them their actual house. I'm just going to show them the road that you live on and then circumstance. But...
Right there. Just completely around that fucking paper motor.
Hey.
You.
I'm sat properly.
Yeah, before that, you just like that,
Kyle,
stop. Like, what the
Kyle,
fuck are you
stop.
Doing?
You're making too much noise. But anyway, I put out a video. And then my mate, my old friend, who doesn't really, who won't listen to this podcast, because no one in my thing listens to this podcast.
He said there was like 1456 or 99 people that have sat there and listened to it right now. Go.
I'm intrigued.
Anyway,
for some of you guys who have been and watching my channel for a long time, I have had a friend who I haven't recently done any, well, I don't do videos with anymore, who goes by the name of Neon. Has sent Neon, he goes by that. So basically the reason is because we used to do Minecraft, and then his contract ran out, and he was getting paid for it all. Where are you going?
I need to go for a piss.
All right.
Right, don't you say that right in front of the viewers?
No. Anyway, go away.
Let me show you my
underneath so they can get
it. All I hear is drip, 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 drip. Don't fall down the steps. Kyle, shut up. Anyway, so. As I was saying, where did I get to? Anyway, I've forgotten because Kyle distracted me. So I used to have a person called Neon who I used to do like Minecraft videos with and like loads of videos, and then we gradually separated because of two things. One, his contract ran out and he was getting paid through that contract by my employers and all that, my company and such. As well as he just went his own route and was and start well in he did have his own channel at the time, but he was like going through everything. And he was saying things, basically he said like I was being a pedo because I dated a 17-year-old, and there he was sending me pictures of him at the police station and like sending me things saying like I'm gonna go to the police. And then I just turned around and I ended it all by just saying them. If I said, right, go to the police, they'll turn. I said, if they go, what? I said, but basically, I said, if the police do turn up, they're more than welcome to come in. I'm making a cup of tea, cup of coffee, some biscuits. We can sit down, have a nice conversation, and they can. Kyle, what are you doing?
Come back up.
Alright, well all I can hear is you thumping, like, thump.
Well, blame the fucking wood of this fucking mate.
But... yeah, so, gradually, stop doing that, but... Where are you?
Right behind you!
Kyle, don't fucking shout.
I'm a girl!
Kyle, shut up!
Man is a girl! I will steal your shit, you cunt! Whoa, look at this ball, this good boy.
And everyone, I think Chris is good himself. I think he needs to get home and drink some more.
I'm not laughing at that, but the fact that my fucking foot is stuck and I can't get it out.
Okay, let me call some medics.
Medic!
Medic!
No one cares.
No one loves you, Chris.
No one loves you. No, Steph Ryan tells us. I love you!
Who?
That's what Steph tells us. I love you.
Steph,
you just love him for his money.
No, Steph, you only love Kyle. She'd be like, meh. That's true. Fucking.
Bet you.
I mean, it is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about Steph. But anyway, going to the second part. So, in the second video I did, I nearly got arrested for because I, one, apparently stolen a video from someone else. And two, I got charged with being...
Oh, you not steal some porn? Porn's
no,
dangerous.
No, this is serious. I got accused of being a rapist, and I was just like, fuck. I was like, fuck
what?
Off. I was like, fuck off, my rapist, and all that lot. Apparently, I'd stabbed my wife inside the video. I was like, I haven't got a wife, but that's funny. anyway,
when the fuck do you get married?
Huh?
When the fuck do you get married? I mean, invited.
But anyway, so going back to what was previously said about Steph Prout, it is kind of true. I mean, Kyle.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Emptying
beer bottle.
I thought you were. What?
Emptying beer bottle.
I thought you just puked. The beer tastes weird.
Yeah.
That's because it's not beer, that's my cock.
Right. What the fuck? Some cunt's gonna walk past and get when the next time we're down here, it's gonna get hit in the head with it. It's gonna be like,
anyway,
fuck, ow,
I mean,
fuck it,
you can agree with what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I mean, next week, when there might not be a podcast, I mean, you can agree that she uses me for money.
Just to have power, yes.
Yeah. Because she said, she said she wanted a dress, and she kept wanting it. She kept asking me for it, and I said, Steph, no one's going to buy you this dress. Her mum wouldn't buy it for her. So me being the person was just like, well, if we can come to an agreement, I'll probably get it for you. And we came to an agreement, and I got it for her. The agreement being, she needs to stop being a gobby shit and fucking sit down before I put her down like Lassie dog.
Why did you get it for her? That's what she wanted. She
then she messaged me later when I left her out saying, Chris, yeah, you know you love me, yeah, can you buy me a new phone?
Take the fuck right off. Fuck out.
Do you know something that's really funny, viewers? There's a guy by the name of we won't say his name for publicity reasons. He stated that he had an iPhone 6S that he was going to give to her, and it was blue, it was just a blue iPhone S, which made me laugh because it was like custom skin. What the fuck are you doing, Kyle?
Getting comfortable.
Alright. I mean, have you got anything else to add? Like, any funny things or any stories that you can tell us? No shit, because he, apparently tried to start a fight with someone at college.
Right.
The funniest thing...
He's scared of my family.
Yeah, apparently he's scared of, he's scared of your family, he's scared of me, he's scared of Rebecca. He thinks that Robin is a fucking manipulative bitch and needs to sit down.
What are you?
I love it, right, that Steph has been mates with me for like since March up to May time. And all of a sudden that her phone's broken. She's talking to pedos and talking to Martin and talking to Ed. That she's now, like, doesn't want to be talking to me anymore because she thinks that I'm the one that manipulated the relationship. She thinks that I broke you and her up, even though I said that Kai's the one. I said, Kyle still has feelings for you. You have feelings for Kyle, don't you? She said, yeah. I said, well, I'll give you some advice there.
Fuck off.
Just, if Kyle does give you another chance, it's probably going to be your last chance, and in that case, in that thing, don't fucking talk about you and him being together. She's like, oh yeah, if we two do get back together, I won't fucking tell you. I was like, well, you won't, Kyle will. Kyle may tell me, but I don't give a shit anymore.
In the end, I keep my life like assassin.
I mean, that's what she's been fucking telling me. That, it's all my fault that she can't get into a relationship. And that's why I actually said to her in the past, I said, I'm not fucking getting involved in your shit. You want to get back with Ed, get back with Ed. You want to get with Charlie.
If she gets back with Ed, I'm disowning her straight away.
If she gets with Ed, she's banned from going to Jack and Shannon's wedding.
Yeah, but she goes.
Jack has fucking told me she's not allowed to see Bonnie. She will be kicked out of her house. Jack wants to kill Ed. She thinks that I fucking bullshit too much.
But if she gets back to bed, I'm just going to show away. She said, Kyle, I'm being kicked out of my house because I dated Ed again. Like, fuck you, goodbye, you dated that slag again. Goodbye, bye, bye, blah, 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 blah.
I'll be like, good luck. See you in the future.
Yeah. I do not expect.
I think it's time for Kyle to drink some coffee and wake up. I'm not wet. Nightmare. But yeah, anyway guys, this is the end of the podcast. If you have enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment and watch us next time when we do another podcast.
Well, probably watch us from here, but
or listen or whatever. Maybe next time we'll get cameras in so you guys can see me and Kyle doing this podcast. Yeah, I mean, you want me and Kyle to do an actual video, like a Q&A video, which will be coming out soon. But yeah, I shall speak to you guys in the next podcast. Goodbye.
Bye bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, God, your phone's fucked.
Bye bye!
Oh, fucking, your phone's fucked. It's not working.